Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
If you're looking for the perfect birthday gift to make your friends and family feel the love on their special day, check out 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers is your ultimate birthday gifting destination, with thoughtful and artfully crafted options guaranteed to deliver the best smiles. Make every birthday brighter with gorgeous bouquets, gifts, and more. To get 15% off on your order, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15 for 15% off.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 83, Rob Parker.
Welcome into the podcast. I'm your host, Rob Parker. What a great postseason edition of Inside the Parker we have lined up for you. We have former Major League second baseman and current MLB Network host Harold Reynolds. He'll stop by, break down some of the playoffs and the big Game 5 against the Dodgers and the Giants. That and much more. Let's go.
Better up.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
Of course, it should come down to a fifth and deciding game. The Dodgers at the Giants at Oracle, of course, in San Francisco. The Giants won 107 regular season games. The Dodgers won 106. We figured this is the way it would play out. And this is a great October baseball on a big stage. Two rivals who had never met each other in a postseason series until now. So this is going to be great. I'm looking forward to Thursday's game. I'll be on the edge of my seat. But it's only fitting that we have this series come down to a winner-take-all ball game.
Number two.
Astros shortstop Carlos Correa was not happy when, of course, one of the White Sox pitchers suggested that the Astros may be stealing signs again during games they played at Minute Maid Park. And I get it, like, why the players and Correa was, you know, called a disrespectful and didn't want to, you know, hear about it. But they got caught cheating, so there's always going to be that in the back of your mind. What's going on? Why are they swinging the bat so great? It feels like they know what's coming and all that. So Correa, on one hand, I kind of get why he's, you know, don't want to hear it. But when you have a history, that's always going to be in the back of the minds of people when things go right for the Astros and not feel like you can just turn the page and act like it never happened again or it won't happen again. There's always that feel. So he could be defensive all he wants, but I think teams have a right to question stuff. And it would be good, though, if they had a little evidence, but I do understand why a team could feel that way about the Astros.
Number three.
According to some reports, Yankees owner Hal Steinbrenner isn't going to blame Aaron Boone for the team's latest playoff exit. And instead, he's inclined to offer Boone a new contract. The Yankees have averaged 98 wins a year under Boone, but they just haven't been able to get to the World Series, get past the ALCS, which they've been to a couple times. So people are wondering, is it time for a change? In all honesty, it might be a change in a front office. And I just think that the Yankees should take a look. Maybe they're stale. Brian Cashman been there for 100 years, or at least it feels like that since the 90s. Maybe there needs to be a shakeup, definitely in the front office. And if you bring in a new front office person, they might want to bring in their own manager. But I think the Yankees' biggest problems are in the front office, not down on the field. So I think Hal Steinbrenner should think about that and try to figure out what it is that this franchise is missing and why they can't make it to the World Series. And they haven't been since 2009. That's a long time for the New York freaking Yankees, for real.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
All right, welcome into the podcast. Harold Reynolds, of course, a former Major League second baseman, two-time All-Star, three-time Gold Glove winner, also was the American League stolen base leader one season, and now, of course, an MLB Network analyst. You can catch him on MLB Tonight before and after every game. So, Harold, welcome to the podcast, my friend.
Hey, Rod, my pleasure. Thank you. How you doing, all right?
I'm pumped up because it's October baseball, and, of course, on Thursday, it's Game 5, the Dodgers at the Giants in San Francisco. Probably, Harold, the way it was supposed to be, these two teams were the two best teams in baseball during the regular year. Who do you like in this Game 5 and why?
Wow. Game 5s are hard to predict, man, but I like the Dodgers going in. I felt like Webb dominated for the Giants last game. I think he might pitch well again, but Urias and the Dodger bullpen, I think, is a little bit deeper. So we get into a bullpen game, I can see this being a Dodger victory.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. And Logan Webb, who was outstanding in his first start in this series, and he's the youngest guy the Giants have ever put out there to pitch a deciding game like this, 24 years old. That's a lot of pressure for a young guy, isn't it, Harold?
Well, it's a lot of pressure, but, you know, we keep saying this guy's the youngest that did this, youngest that did that. You know, whether it's Franco or whoever, the game is just younger. that's just when you're up against history, it's younger. So at 24, he's probably got a lot more age on some other guys already. You know, you start thinking about it. So it's just a younger game that we play now. So, yeah, there's pressure, but I don't think his age has much to do with it at this point in time. By the time you're 24 and you've had several opportunities in pro baseball, I think he can handle it from an age standpoint.
In this game five, I feel like the Dodgers have more to lose and the pressure's on the Dodgers. They have the star-studded lineup, the way bigger payroll, and they have the better team on paper, where most people didn't even think the Giants were going to make the playoffs this year. Am I misguided, or is the Giants playing with house money, or is the pressure equally on both?
No, you're dead on. I mean, it's all on the Dodgers. You know, they got the biggest payroll. They won the World Series last year. You trade for Scherzer and Trey Turner at the trade deadline. I mean, it's all on them. And I'm one of those experts that didn't think that the Giants were going to get out of spring training. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and everybody else. I know.
They just put together an unbelievable season. So, yeah, the pressure's on the Dodgers. Go ahead. I cut you off.
Yeah, I was just going to say, they weren't on my radar. I just did not think of them. I thought the Padres would win the NL West, them and the Dodgers. And, of course, the Padres fell off. But they never gave in. I got to give the Giants a lot of credit. 107 wins. It's been magical.
Well, they really had the leadership come around. You know, the veteran players. I mean, you look at Buster Posey, Longoria, who homered the other day. Crawford had an all-star year. They're really missing Brandon Belt, and you can see that. It's almost a missing link in their lineup because their offense hasn't been quite as productive when you take him out with that injury. And then Johnny Cueto, those have been the guys that really galvanized that whole organization. And for Farhan Zaidi, when you're trying to put in a new philosophy and a new system and change things around, you got to have people buy in. And if the veteran guys who you're paying the most money to don't buy in, you're going to have problems. And they really bought in, and there was really a big change. So, I credit goes to them, plus some other guys really stepped up, but it was really, really a good year for the Giants and that front office and the organization.
No doubt about it. All right, our guest is Harold Reynolds, of course, the MLB Network analyst. You can catch him on MLB Tonight before and after every game. Harold, let's talk about the White Sox, who a lot of people like. They kind of ran away with the Central, didn't play any meaningful games for a long time because they had such a huge lead. They get knocked out of the postseason. What do you make of their season? And going forward, is Tony La Russa the right guy? Because they brought him on thinking about his championship pedigree, and it didn't change things for the White Sox.
Well, it didn't produce a World Series championship, but it really made the organization a championship organization. I think Tony's the right guy. Will he manage for another 3 or 4 years? I don't see that. But for what they needed, we were at a point where they had acquired and accumulated so much young talent, and they didn't know how to win. They just weren't able to get over that hump. And Tony really guided them. And I can just say this. In a simple conversation listening to Tim Anderson, I know Tim real well, but I wasn't talking to him about this, but I was watching his interviews, and he kept continually talking about competing, and they're going to compete. And I knew that was straight out of the mouth of Tony La Russa. And who sat down after him in the press conference with Tony La Russa? They said, "What do you like about your team?" "I like how they compete." And so when you got that from the top down, and that message permeates with your star players, you've made a difference. And yes, they fell short. I think they had some pitching, and they had a few things not go right at the end. They had some injuries. But I think overall, this organization is one of the tops in baseball, and they're gonna contend for a while now. But Tony's the right guy for the moment, for the time. It may not be past another year or so, but for now, he was the right fit.
Let's give the Atlanta Braves some love, because they are amazing to me. Everybody was picking the Mets or the Phillies in the NL East, and they lost their best player, Ronald Acuna, And they still not only won the division, they're moving on to the NLCS. What do you make of the Braves and the makeup of that team?
I love the Braves. I think the Braves are really the last standing pillar of a throwback, in a sense. They mix the analytics stuff, but the general manager understands and respects there's a game being played, and I need baseball people in it. You look at that coaching staff from Snitker, who's been in the organization some 40 years, but he's got Ron Washington coaching third, Walt Weiss, former American League Rookie of the Year and played with all those game teams in Oakland, one of his coaches. And then you had Kevin Sachs, his hitting coach, who was a batting champion, who says you got to use the whole field. So if you look at their team and how they play and perform, it is old school mixed with the new stuff, but they value putting the ball in play. They value having solid ABs, using the whole field, all those things. And they value those men that I'm
looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Mention their input. The numbers might say this, but what do you think? And I think that's so important. You have to blend them. You can't sit there and continue to think that numbers are just going to give you the answer. And the last point on that real quick, Rod, how I've looked at numbers and what I think is changing is the sabermetrics had a huge run and a huge impact on the game. Everybody chased it, ran after it. But what we're starting to see, and I hope people are understanding, it's just an identifier. It tells you what the problem is, okay? But somebody got to be able to give you the answers. It's easy to tell somebody your nose is running, but somebody's got to give you a napkin to tell you how to use it. And I think that's what's happening with sabermetrics. It's easy to say, man, you're not hitting the ball the other way. You're chasing the ball out of your strike zone. Yeah, but how do I fix it? How do I fix my swing? How do I do those things? So that's where the experience of a baseball person comes in. I think we're starting to get that blend back.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
If you're looking for the perfect birthday gift to make your friends and family feel the love on their special day, check out 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers is your ultimate birthday gifting destination, with thoughtful and artfully crafted options guaranteed to deliver the best smiles. Make every birthday brighter with gorgeous bouquets, gifts, and more. To get 15% off on your order, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15 for 15% off.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council. Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Let's shift over to the Houston Astros. Here it is. It's October, fifth year in a row they're in the ALCS for the franchise, which is incredible considering what they've been through the last couple. But let's say this. Should fans root for the Astros, or is it still too soon after their cheating, you know, sign cheating scandal?
Well, it's not going away. It's going to follow them. Even the players are talking about it. So I think, you know, it depends on the fan. But I will point this out. They got some serious ball players. I mean, these guys ball. And you can say the sign-stealing thing, that's not happening anymore. But if you watch what they're doing and how they play the game, they continually put pressure on you. They steal bags. They run. They field. They hit with power. They are really good. And they're solid from 1 through 9. This isn't 2 or 3 guys going to carry you. It's the whole team. So I love what they're doing. The players are solid. I like how they stood up to things. But, yeah, you're going to boo them. You know, people got to hold it against them, but they got to continue to do their thing.
All right, last thing, Harold. Of course, Dusty Baker is the manager, and Dusty's the first manager in baseball history to take five different teams to win a division title, and he's been in the playoffs so many times now. But he has one thing he hasn't done, and he's been a part of baseball magical moments in history, the starting the high five with Glenn Burke when he's with the Dodgers. He was on deck when Hank Aaron hit that home run, 715. He was on the Braves then. But he hasn't won a World Series. And he was with the Cubs, Steve Bartman. He was in San Francisco when Barry Bonds was in his prime.
Man, you know, we like talk about Forrest Gump, man. He's everywhere.
I mean, it's unbelievable how much he has. But does he need to win a World Series to be a Hall of Fame manager? Is that still the one thing he doesn't have that he needs, or has he done enough already?
He's done enough already. Just all the things you listed. Look, I'm sorry, Dan Marino, did he win a Super Bowl?
I mean, we did not.
We're the only sport that sits here and goes, you got to win a World Series. All I know is Ernie Banks never even played in the playoffs.
Right.
But you look at what this guy has done. We talk about Gene Mock being one of the greatest managers in the history of the game. You know, he didn't win a World Series. It's hard to win, and it's hard to do. But not to be a winner is not hard to be. Dusty's got 90 wins a year he takes clubs to. And all you got to do right now to validate who he is and what he's about is look at this Houston team. We just spent 5 minutes talking about the scandal. Well, Dusty wasn't there. He inherited that mess. And yet, he took those guys to the brink last year, and he's got them back in the playoffs now. And that was a hard thing to deal with. I can't even imagine the conversations he had with players. Altuve was so shook up last year, he couldn't throw a ball to first base.
Right.
And so this year, the All-Star game comes around. Rod, the All-Star game. Okay, they got 4 or 5 players picked to go to the All-Star game, which shouldn't be surprising because they put up numbers and they're some of the best in baseball. They refuse to go because they don't want to get booed in Denver.
Yep.
Okay, so he has to deal with that of putting their minds together to get them on the field to perform. It's mind-boggling why Dusty Baker is not looked at as one of the greatest managers in the history of this sport, and he should be having a plaque in Cooperstown.
No doubt about it. I think he's put in the work. He's done so much. He set himself apart from a lot of manager stuff we just talked about. But his name, Harold Reynolds, the former second baseman, and, of course, the MLB Network analyst. You can watch him on MLB Tonight after every game and before every game. So, Harold, we appreciate your insight, man. Always a pleasure. My man, enjoy the rest of the playoffs.
Yeah, you too. It's a great time. I love October baseball. Thank you, man. You're Mr. October, Rob. You are.
No, I wish I was. I love October. That's Reggie Jackson's title. I wish I was. Thanks a lot, Harold.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto. If I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
Let's welcome into the podcast. He is the managing editor of MLBBro.com, J.R. Gamble. J.R., welcome to the podcast, buddy.
How you doing, Rob? Thanks for having me again at a great MLB playoff time.
No doubt. We love October. Let's get to it. Game 5, Thursday night, Dodgers at the Giants in San Francisco, Urias and Webb on the mound. For San Francisco, Webb at 24 will be the youngest pitcher the Giants have ever put out there in a deciding game like this. At 24, he pitched a gem in game 1. Who do you like in this series?
Well, I picked the Giants in Houston for my World Series final, so I have to go with the Giants. Everything's pretty much going according to plan. The Dodgers got back into this series. The Giants got out to a quick start. I don't think, if I could predict who would win, then I'd be rich. You know, I'd make millions of dollars because a game like this, the first time they're meeting, I believe, in the postseason, a rivalry. We were talking about, you know, rivalries early in the season. This has become now one of the best rivalries because both teams are relevant. But I just feel like in situations like this, the Giants always find a way. When the Giants get on the brink of a world championship or have a chance to go to a world championship, they always go, right? They're either in it or they're not. So, and this is a team that historically, when they get to these points, they always win. So not so much the same for the Dodgers, you know, who had their World Series mishaps before they were able to get the 60-game World Series win. So I just, like, history tells me that San Francisco's going to find a way. And don't be surprised if late night Lamont Wade plays a part in that. Now, you're against the 120 games this year. This is like his, you know, defining moment. He would put a bow on his entire season if he could come in here and after winning 20 games, propel his team into the World Series. But I know the Dodgers have the talent. I know Mookie Betts can do something amazing. He's been heating up. You saw last night he had the big home run. But something tells me it's a San Francisco Giants kind of year, and only because of what the past. When they get to this point, Rob, they don't lose. Tell me if I'm wrong.
No, I mean, they've won. When they had that stretch and won those three World Series, it was pretty impressive. They were amazing. You mentioned Mookie Betts, who's had like a sketchy season. He's been injured a lot for the Dodgers, but you know how important he is. And the Dodgers made a big-time commitment when they signed him to like a 13-year contract before last year. And, you know, he got the big two-run home run on Tuesday night. How important is he for that lineup, especially without Max Muncy for the Dodgers?
Well, a healthy Mookie is everything to that lineup. But Mookie being unhealthy is what caused the Dodgers to actually have to play a wild card game, because I believe he was healthy throughout the entire season. They might have won 111, 112 games. He makes that much of a difference in their lineup. They lose a lot when they don't have him. They lose athleticism. They lose a hitter who sprays the ball to all parts of the field. They defensively, of course, they lose probably the best right fielder in the game. So Mookie Betts tends to show up in situations like this. We don't know who the hero will be. What we do know is that the game will be close. It'll be very competitive. It will be probably be a pitcher's duel for a majority of the game. And it'll be one play, one stolen base, one wild pitch, one swing of the bat determines it. And Mookie Betts can very well be the guy to do it. They can also win if he goes 0-for-5, but it's more likely that they'll win if Mookie Betts sets the tone, has a couple of hits, plays well. Because, yes, it all starts with the two-time world champion.
Let's talk about the Atlanta Braves and give them some much-needed attention, because they eliminated the Milwaukee Brewers, and they're going to their second straight NLCS. And Freddie Freeman is some ball player, because he won it by hitting a home run off of Josh Hader. And think about this. Hader is as good as it gets. And he, I think that was the first home run he gave up to a left-handed hitter this season. I mean, that is incredible. And to put your team into the next round by doing it, Freddie Freeman is some kind of ball player, isn't he?
Yeah, 2020 National League MVP. Now we're seeing that it wasn't a fluke. His MVP wasn't a fluke 60-game MVP. This guy has developed into a legit rising star, legit top 10 hitter in baseball. And when you have that combined with all this young talent, remember, Ronald is playing, so it'll be so scary to see the Braves over the next 2-3 years. But similar to the Astros, who Sports Illustrated predicted, I think back in 2015-16, they would win the World Series in the next couple of years, and we didn't really expect them to blossom so quickly. The Braves are ahead of schedule as well. I think no one expected them to get this far this fast. We knew they were putting together a great team with Alves and Danby Swanson and Freddie Freeman. And, you know, it's a Austin Riley, a great lineup, young players, and some key veterans, and the arms, they've always had that, and they have more coming in the farm system. So the Braves are on the cusp with something big, but not just this year, something lasting. You know, a lot of these other teams are built on older guys. You know, the contracts are expiring coming up, but the Braves have a young nucleus, right? They're going to be together for a long time. Then you have Acuna coming back. I think they're very scary for the future, and they have as good a chance as anybody as winning. They got great arms. You know, it'll all come down to the bullpen, as you know, at the end of the day. And their bullpen has been definitely holding and getting the job done.
Let me say this real quick to just finish up on the Josh Hader and how big of a home run that was for Freddie Freeman. Hader, of course, is one of the most dominant relievers of this generation. You ready? JR, he had never allowed a postseason home run, hadn't allowed a run of any kind since July 28th, had only allowed 7 home runs to left-handed batters during his regular season career, and none since September 12, 2020. That's how infrequently he gives up the long ball, and especially to a left-handed hitter, so that was incredible. Our guest is...
Yep. But one time, it does make you wonder if Devin Williams was available, how Craig Council would have used the bullpen. They say it doesn't make a difference because you have Hader who's been unhittable, but Devin Williams has also been unhittable. And to be able to use those guys and the way they contrast each other with the 100 mile an hour, with the changeup, it's a completely different dynamic that no one is really talking about. And it might have changed everything. As well as how Council had to use Hader, but he did have success against the lefties, so he might have used him anyway. But I just think about that with Devin Williams. But thanks, Rob. I appreciate it.
His name is J.R. Gamble. He is the managing editor of MLBBro.com. Check out the site, J.R., man. We appreciate the knowledge. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Good luck. Great show.
In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
If you're looking for the perfect birthday gift to make your friends and family feel the love on their special day, check out 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers is your ultimate birthday gifting destination with thoughtful and artfully crafted options guaranteed to deliver the best smiles. Make every birthday brighter with gorgeous bouquets, gifts, and more. To get 15% off on your order, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15 for 15% off.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.